on the edge, Teresa, but I liked it nonetheless. So your happy place. You're thinking to yourself, without doubt, my favourite place as a child was the aforementioned Leisure World in Belfast. The reason it was is all the Sabutio equipment was upstairs to the left of the stairs. I used to spend the last Saturday morning of the month sitting looking at what team to buy. Thankfully, Lawrence, who is on the show occasionally, and myself have rekindled our Sabutio addiction. See the picture attached. And I can see literally a full, massive Sabutio football stadium here with lights and stands and players. That's amazing. That's amazing. But then it started the Leisure World for you. So thank you for that. Right, let's get back to the phones because there's loads of calls. And forgive us if we haven't got your call so far. We'll try and get to your email or your text. Denise joins me. Denise, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Denise, do you need a happy place these days?
Well, it's actually my dad, who's 90 years of age, and his name is Henry Gallagher.
Right.
I'll let him talk to him for a wee second.
Oh, he's there. How are you?
He's here. I have him on speaker because he has to wear hearing aids. Hold on.
No,
hello.
How are you, Henry?
I'm well, thank God.
Happy New Year.
And the same to yourself.
So, Henry, I'm sure in your 90 years you have seen some things happen. What do you make of the last 18 months or a year? Do you ever remember a time like it?
No, I do not.
Where's your happy place, Henry, where you're thinking to yourself, do you know what? That would make, tell you what, we'll do the sound effect, right? So you're there, Henry, right? I'm transporting you back to your happy place. Where are you going?
Where am I going? I would go back to Corrigan Park to play football in Hearn. And for St. John's on the Whitecroft Road.
St. John's are still a big club there, aren't they?
They are indeed, yes.
Fine establishment. So tell me about it, right? What was it about playing amongst your peers and playing amongst your friends then that made it so happy for you?
Well, there were six brothers of us, and they all played in the one team.
Six brothers?
Number one. Seven football championships in a row. And a couple of Hearn championships in between.
So, here's a question for you. If you had the six brothers, Henry, did all the six make the start in 15?
We all played together.
Yes, we all played in the one team.
There must have been a few brothers was better than the other ones.
We've all given it our hearts the right shoulder, you know?
Yeah, it is. It's incredible like how you think back to times and even just changing, I'm sure, getting ready to go and play a bit of football, even getting yourself sorted, and the crack you would have probably after the match as well.
Oh, yes. And the picture itself, there was a bit of a height in the middle of it. I mean, stand at the bottom goal, you could only see the crossbar at the top of the other end of the field.
That was so
true. And then the old stand they had then. No hot water, it was cold water when you're having a shower.
Hardened you, Henry, didn't it?
And there was other brothers from other families played on the team as well.
That's right.
Class. Well, look, this is what the show's about today. It's about that happy place. And, you know, thankfully I've got the experience. I have and continue experiencing that myself now. I was playing in football teams as well. And there is really nothing like it, Henry, is there?
No, it's not. It was a beautiful place.
How many championships, Henry, did you say?
Seven football championships in a row.
Jesus.
And we won other ones for guy as well, you know, but with a couple of three Hearn championship matches in the tournaments that we won in between there.
Do you know where the medals are?
Yes, up in the air.
Yeah, always keep a hold of the medals. They're the dearest thing that I have to myself, my own championship. So listen, thank you very much for coming on, Henry, and Denise as well. Happy New Year, both of you.
And well.
And they have a club now which is called the Golden Eagles for the retired people, and they go out in the month, but they haven't been because of the COVID.
Hmm.
And one of the girls, her husband,
she
said, Marie Goff, she organised it all.
Oh, look, tell you what, I'm going to stick you back to James, right? I love the thought of that. And who knows, in the next couple of weeks, we could try and maybe get you on our Friday show because we like to talk to clubs and community organisations and stuff as well. So tell you what, I'll stick you back to James. And we'll get some information on the Golden Eagles and maybe we'll be able to do something with them and just give you a little bit of love in these horrible COVID times.
Okay, thank you.
All right, happy New Year.
Have a nice day and good luck with your new baby that's coming.
people keep saying this, and every time you say this, my heart skips a beat, Denise. Thanks a million. Thanks a million. Lovely having you on. Thank you. And that's what it's about today, about your happy place. You can go back to it. Happy place for me, Connor, was a boy fishing for mackerel, the pier.